Psalm 45. To the director, set to the lilies. Of the sons of Korah, Maskil, a song of love. My heart is stirred by something good. I say, my song is about a king. May my tongue be the stylus of a skilled copyist. You are the most handsome of the sons of men. Gracious speech flows from your lips. That is why God has blessed you forever. Strap your sword on your side, O Mighty One, in your dignity and your splendor. And in your splendor go on to victory. Ride in the cause of truth and humility and righteousness, and your right hand will accomplish awe-inspiring things. Your arrows are sharp, making peoples fall before you. They pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. God is your throne forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of uprightness. You loved righteousness, and you hated wickedness. That is why God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of exaltation more than your companions. All your garments are scented with myrrh and aloes wood and cassia. From the grand ivory palace, stringed instruments make you rejoice. The daughters of kings are among your ladies of honor. The royal consort has taken her stand at your right hand, adorned in gold of Ophir. Listen, O daughter, pay attention, and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house. And the king will long for your beauty, for he is your lord, so bow down to him. The daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. The wealthiest of men will seek your favor. Inside the palace, the king's daughter is absolutely magnificent. Her clothing is adorned with gold. She will be brought to the king in richly woven garments. The virgin companions following her are brought in before you. They will be brought with rejoicing and joy. They will enter into the king's palace. Your sons will take the place of your forefathers. You will appoint them as princes in all the earth. I will make your name known throughout all generations to come. That is why peoples will praise you forever and ever.